Last Sunday, I was enjoying an evening spent with the American Players Theater and their production of William Shakespeare's Measure for Measure. Having studied theater as an undergrad here at the UW, I was racking my brain to remember if we had gone through this in the Shakespeare course that I had taken. This became more pertinent as the evening progressed and the skies opened upon us. The weather progressed from a light misting to raining cats and dogs, with just 20 minutes left in the remaining play. Lightning and the sheer volume of water coming down in this open-air theater led to the show being canceled, thus leaving those of us who couldn't remember how it ended hanging in suspense. Took a little while on the ride back to Madison for connectivity to return to my phone, and since I wasn't driving, I looked up the ending of Measure for Measure, and there on the Wikipedia page, I found my resolution. The ending that was hidden from us was hidden no more. The revelation of Shakespeare that had been canceled by the rain had been revealed. If we took a moment to look back over the entirety of Scripture prior to the revelation of Jesus Christ, we would encounter a theme of partial revelation of God's glory and God's desire for all humankind and all creation. God desiring to reveal God's self to the people sent spokesmen from Moses to Hosea, from Isaiah to Malachi. But even though the prophets faithfully declared the word of God, there was still a hiddenness to God. Karl Barth, the Swiss Reformed theologian, proclaimed that God is known only by God. St. John proclaims in the fourth gospel that no man has seen God at any time. For this reason, we can know God only where God has made God's self known, i.e., in the person of Jesus Christ. As Barth said in his Church Dogmatics, knowing the true God in his revelation, we apprehend him in his hiddenness. And just because we do this, we know the true God in his revelation. And God's revelation of himself is in Christ, the Son. As Hebrews says, the brightness of God, the reflection of God's glory, the invisible God. The sun that shines too bright to observe can be seen and known in the person of the Son. It is in the incarnation of Jesus, Christ made flesh and blood, that we are able to know God, or as Hebrews puts it, Jesus is the exact imprint of God's very being. And it is upon this imprint that we are to set our eyes and our hearts. It is upon Jesus, our window into the mind of God, through the very Word himself, to know God, to see God for whom God is. Jesus is our conduit, through whom we fully know God's will for us, and what kind of a God we really have. It is because of this reality that the author of Hebrews directs us to look upon Jesus, to see Jesus. And when we feast our eyes upon the life of Jesus, what do we see? We see Jesus embracing the one whom others find unembraceable. We see Jesus sharing the table with prostitutes and tax collectors. We see him confronting the religious elite with the falseness of their self-righteousness. We see him forgiving sinners and restoring people to health and wholeness. We see Jesus calling upon the people to love God and to serve their neighbor. Here in our difficult gospel text today, we see him once again direct our attention to those most abused and neglected in his society, and yet still to this day, in the lifting up of both women and children. We are directed to look upon Jesus because he has already traveled the road that lies before us. The epistle to the Hebrews proclaims that Jesus is the pioneer, the founder and perfecter of our faith. He is both our Savior and example, for he was one just like us, experienced the same vulnerability, the same temptation, suffering as we do. Since Jesus has been there and done that, he is sympathetic to our plight. He is at once both with us and for us. Hebrews shows us a God who is very passionate about God's people. In the incarnation of Christ, of God made man, a human being like that of Adam and Eve. Yet with all the fragility of this clay, Hebrews holds together a profound image of Jesus as God's very reflection, but with a very earthy human figure like you and I. But unlike us, Christ is not tarnished by sin. This human reality of brokenness, of sinfulness, of our pursuit of our own desires, even those that entail the very rupture, fracture of our most intimate of relationships, all this has been redeemed in the glory of Christ Jesus. For he, for our sake, has tasted death for everyone. He has sanctified us. We who have fallen short in every fashion. And because of his sanctification, we have been restored to a holy Father, one who calls us beloved child. And yet our sanctifier, Jesus, he is also our brother. A brother who is not ashamed of us, though we are marked by much shame. He proclaims our names in the court of the Most High. So may we keep our eyes on our brother Jesus, the one who reveals to us the very mind of God, the one who encourages us upon this journey of the life of faith, the one who shows us what it looks like to follow the will of God, and who will repeatedly pick us up as we stumble time and time again upon the way. Amen.